The Gemara is talking about loig larush, the concept of not mocking the poor, of not making fun of those who can't do mitzvahs, not, you know, wearing tefillin in a basic kfaros, not bringing a Torah into a cemetery, because that would be like mocking the mason that are buried there in that they, you know, they can't achieve those mitzvahs and they can't wear tefillin or learn Torah, and now you're doing that, you know, it's kind of, you know, a slap in the face to them, and this launches the Gemara into a discussion what the mason know, what they don't know. But right before that, the Gemara actually records an interesting story, and the story is that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason have a shakli va'azli be'basic faros, that they were walking around in the basic faros, that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason were taking a spatzir, taking a stroll in the cemetery. So have a kashadia techelta de Rabbi Yonason, and Rabbi Yonason's tchilas was hanging all the way down on the floor. It was drooping all the way down. So Rabbi Chiya says, "What are you doing, Dalia? Lift it up." Why? So that the mason in the cemetery don't say, "Ah, tomorrow you're going to be with us, but right now you're mocking us." Meaning, tuck in your tzitzis when you go to the cemetery, so that the mason aren't, you know, don't feel like they're being mocked. So the Gemara is weird on a lot of levels. You know, two important questions are, one is, did Rabbi Yonason not know the halacha of not doing loig larush and not, you know, dragging his tzitzis through the cemetery? He's Rabbi Yonason. He should have known that. And furthermore, only his techeles, only his one to two or four strings, however many strings of techeles, right? His one string of techeles is hanging down, dragging through the cemetery. The rest of the tzitzis weren't. Why does it emphasize that his techeles were what's dragging down? And I think we can maybe give an answer based off a comment from the Ben Yoyada. So the Ben Yoyada has an interesting comment that he points out here, that the shlashon of Reb Chiya Reb Yonason havu shakli va'azle bevesek faros, that they were on their way, they were going in the basic faros, that they were walking. He says this shakli va'azle lashon is coming to teach us. He says, you know, it's said many times in the Gemara, and Mefarshim explain that what does it mean whenever this lashon comes up, that they were going to be mevarer mitzotas, that they were going to raise up holy sparks and things, that they were going to try to achieve certain tikkunim, to rectify certain things, to accomplish some mystical, spiritual goals. And that's what they were going, that they're not just walking. The Gemara doesn't need to just give us narrative details of the story, because otherwise they should have included more, and it should always include them. Right? Whenever there's the select times that the Gemara chooses to use this lashon of shakliv azle, it's coming to teach us that they were trying to accomplish certain tikkunim. So what tikkunim were they trying to accomplish? So I thought maybe you can suggest, based off a teaching from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Toldos Yaakov Yosef was a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, and he's famed for writing the first Chassidish Sefer, as they say. It was the first Sefer published with teachings from the Baal Shem. There's a lot of teachings from the Baal Shem in it. And a lot of what we know from the Baal Shem Tov is from Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And the Toldos Yaakov Yosef has a long piece in Parshas Tetzaveh discussing the creation of the Big Day Kahuna, and specifically the not just the regular Big Day Kahuna, but those of the Kohen Gadol. And he's discussing what does it mean, the Ephod, or what does it mean, the Me'il. And he jumps in on certain Lashonos. So I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but the Psukim in Tetzaveh, in Parachav Ches, so when it discusses creation of the Me'il, right, it says, "Vasisas me'il ha'efod kalil tcheles," that the me'il should be entirely made out of tcheles. So he points out, based off a Zohar, that tcheles is meram is lamisa. He connects it to the Gemara, which says tcheles is dom l'yam, which is dom l'rikia, which is dom l'kisei kavod, and it's kind of a reminder to you that ultimately you're going to come in front of the kisei kavod, right? That you're going to die, and there's this madriga that the Kohen achieves where he's, you know, nachshav himself like he's a mace. And that's why it says that's klil tcheles, that it's entirely tcheles. What does he do? The pasuk says, v'haya pirosho betocho. There's a opening at the top, right? There's a like a head. There's a head hole in the, in this robe that there's a neck opening, and he says dafka this pi rosho is this madriga that you know the rosh is the machshava that the kohen gadol achieves, that the tzaddik achieves, that his machshavas are going all the way up to this madriga of tcheras. And then it goes on continuing describing the me'il, and it says vasisa shulav, when you go to the bottom of it, what do you make? Rimone tcheras, right? That you make vargaman v'solashani, that they're a little at the hem, at the bottom hem of the robe, there are like pomegranates made out of tcheles. And it continues on that they're also golden bells. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef actually describes in detail every part of the Levush, but we're going to harp in on the parts that are relevant for our discussion. That he says, so tcheles, the entire robe is a madrega that the Kohen Gadol reaches, where it's considered his machshava. His machshava is coming out of the pi rosh, that it's coming out of the opening for the head. That his machshavos are at this high madriga called tcheles, that he's thinking of yam or rekia, kisei hakavod, of the yom hamiso, that what it means to in front of Hashem. And then says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, when he gets to the bottom, after he was successfully makashid himself, after he successfully achieved the madriga he needs to achieve, he comes to the hem. The hem, he says, is a reference to the Rishaim. The Rishaim are hanging on the bottom. They're below this madriga. They're at the foot of the Kohen Gadol. They're not up by his machshavos. They're down by the feet. And he says, based off the Gemara of Baba Basra, that the whole point of being makashid oneself is so that they could be makashid acherim. That when one successfully includes himself and adorns himself, his now job is to pay it forward, to adorn someone else, to help up others. That it's not enough for us to achieve our goals. We're trying to achieve a national goal. That means that when someone else is lacking, when there's another Jew who's still holding by a madriga called being a Rasha, I have to raise him up. And he says, and that's why dafka on the bottom there were rimonim, there were pomegranates, because these Rishaim, who their madriga is considered below the me'il, that they're not yet fully engulfed in this concept of tchilas, and this concept of bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being remembering the Yom HaMisa and remembering what's going to happen, right? These Rishon, they're not there, in fact, right? Our Gemara on Amud Beis says the Rishon B'chayim are called Mason, that they don't know how to tap in there. It's as if they're already dead when they're alive. It's not, you know, by the tzaddikim, it's the opposite. When they're dead, it's considered they're alive because they successfully tapped into this madriga. The Rishonim, it's the opposite. So these Rishonim, who aren't yet at that madriga, they need rimonim of tcheles. They can't just have regular tcheles, they need rimonim. Because what's a rimon? Rimon is, as the Gemara says, a rimon of pomegranate, that poshe Yisrael mali mitzvahs kerimon, that the sinners of the Jewish people are full of mitzvahs like a rimon, that even the Rishonim, even the people who are considered the poshe Yisrael, even the Jews that are considered the sinners, even they have so many zechuyos, so many mitzvos ta'arei mispar, that they're so full like a rimon that you can't count them. It's numerous, right? We use the rimon as a synonym in Rosh Hashanah to say how numerous our zechuyos should be. And the posh Yisrael also are mali mitzvos k'rimon. So we put a tcheles rimonim around the whole bottom to say, hey, Rishaim, who are below the madriga of the Kohen Gadol, below the madriga of the tzaddik, who are trying to find a way to grab on, a tzaddik's trying to find a way to give them something to hold on to, to hang something down for them, to pull them up. He hangs down a blue rimon. He hangs down a rimon et tcheles to say that, yeah, there's a madriga called tcheles. But if you could tap into the fact that you're rimonim, you could access it. If you recognize that even the poshe Yisrael and Moli Mitzvahs Kerimon, you could pull it up and you could, the tcheles could even be latoeles for you, for the Rishonim. And that's the avodah of the tzaddik, not just to take care of his own chaluka derabana, not just to take care of his own madrigos and his own adornment of spiritual perfection, but to help those around him. So now let's go back to our story. So we can understand what the Ben Yoyada say, that he was walking around trying to be mevar nitzotzos, that Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Chiya had a purpose for walking in the cemetery that day. They were trying to accomplish tikkunim, they were trying to rectify things. Maybe you can suggest that they were trying to raise up neshamos. They were trying to find neshamos of Rishayim that might not have been tapped in and say, no, don't worry, there's something called tcheles. There's something called that you could tap in. There's something that you could grab onto, that you're, you know, you have a madriga that you can rise up. So Rabbi Yonasan hung out specifically at tcheles, and he let it drag on the floor, which might have been something that you would think is inappropriate to let your tzitzis drag all the way on the floor. But no, he daf come on to drag on the floor, because the floor is the makam of the Rishayim, right? That we say, Raglan Malvas, that the feet go all the way down to the floor, that Rishon or Kilo, they're on the floor, that there's Lama Dragon. He wanted his tzitzis, his tcheles, to hang down there to say, come on, be ochis, grab it. Rav Chia, who references, right, even in his name, he's the concept of chias, he's the concept of life. So Rav Chia says, no, that's not how it goes. He says, because what are they going to say to you? They're going to say, hey, you who are going to join us, you're mocking us. Meaning, nowadays we're not at the level of being kulu techeles. Right? There's no kohen gadol nowadays. There's no one who has the concept of a mi'il techeles that is, you know, that has a pirosh, that has a place for his machshavos to be there entirely. So he says, look, we're in the world we're living in now, Rav Yonasan, it doesn't work. And then a machlokas in terms of doing this tikkun, that Rabbi Yonasan thought, no, I need to hang my tzitzis low. I need to drag the tchilas down there for the Risham to be oches and pull themselves up. And Rabbi Chia thinks, no, he says, that's not our job now. You should lift up your tzitzis because they're going to say, hey, you think you think you could help us? You think that you're doing big tikkun? You yourself are going to come down here. Meaning you yourself don't have the ability to be entirely mevatel to this concept of tchilas. But this whole thing should be a big chias to us, that there's a madriga called the Kohen Gadol, the tzaddik, that's not just working on fixing his own chaluka the Rabbanon, that's not just working on being metakin himself, but he's looking out for all of us, for even when we are considering ourselves not amongst the living, when we're being, you know, when we're not acting to our potential, and when we're considering ourselves as the Poshe Yisrael, that even then we're malimitzus karimun, and that rimun is that tchilas, that low-hanging tchilas that Rabbi Yonasan was dragging on the ground, that Rabbi Yonasan was dragging through the cemetery, through the Jews, that seemed like there's, you know, it's a cemetery, it's a place full of mason, and we know from the Gemara that the Rishon b'chayim nikri mason, that it's talking about, he was dragging an opportunity for the Rishon, he was saying, Rishon, people, wicked people, people think you're wicked, there's something, you're shaykh to this tchilas, you're shaykh to what it means to be mevatel to Rabbi Yonasan, you're shaykh, you have a makom in front of the kiseh kavod, and that's what the tzaddikim in the world are trying to do. They're trying to raise us up, and they're trying to give us opportunities to grab on, to latch on to the hem of their me'il, to just to the bottom. Because if we can just grab on to the bottom, we can be mevatel within that tchilas as well.